Kia ora and welcome back. And we have on the line, because it's a Thursday tradition at this point, we have the master of music, Mr. Martin Pepperell, on the line. Martin, how are you going?
What an introduction.
I'm here to beef up the guests, make them feel good. That's my job.
No. It's very positive. Positive vibes. And I noticed we just had Nia Archives playing on the playlist before.
Yes.
How about that? You know, nice little soft, like, mental health awareness jungle track.
Yeah, it's a great song.
Little soul R&B vocals, you know, focusing on your mental health over the furious breakbeat. Oh, she's a good artist.
No, she's so good. And that was good goodbyes just for the audience out there. Who were listening to that and going, gosh, what a great song.
I love it. It's such like a nice, it's sort of introverted, extroverted music.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it, actually. But that's why you're the master of music.
Mate, so we've got some new music
today. Yes, so elaborate for us. Who are we talking about today?
Okay, we're talking about Uglossim, which is an alias of an American multi-instrumentalist and composer, Tristan Whitehill. So Tristan's part of the scene of artists who release music on modern labels like Orange Milk, Hasu Mountain, Binary, Sound as Language. And I guess the best way the analogy I want to do is in the 80s and early 90s, there were all these little cottage labels all around the world that did like short run, like cassette tape releases, lave, sometimes vinyl, and quite often like they had like little newsletters and things that they put together. So you'd find out about a label and you'd like send them a money order and they'd send you a newsletter every couple of months and then you could order releases from it. And like that all sort of network and create these pen pal sort of networks between the countries. Like there was a label in New Zealand called Expressway Records that Bruce Russell ran from the DNC, and that was sort of the New Zealand one, and they would be linked up with these labels in America and the UK, and people would go on tour together. And the modern version of that like happens like on the internet with like these people who are running little Bandcamp labels and have like made friends with each other on message boards or social media. And this whole space that Tristan's landed in with Uglossim, like they're sort of, these are labels who made their name releasing quite internet-focused music, genres like Vaporwave and some of the more modern IDM stuff. So he's a pretty fancy musician. In the past releases, he's been bringing together elements from jazz fusion, sound design, like early computer music. But with this new one we're talking about today, Some Kind of Forever, which has come out on Sound as Language a couple of weeks ago, it's more minimal, more restrained, sort of like library music, which is a British term. So in America, they had this thing called Muzak, which was this company that would make mood music for shopping malls and department stores, quite often in a sort of jazz funk sort of style, lots of synthesizers, but designed to sit in the background. And in the UK, they had library music, background incidental music. And as we got into the 2000s, 2010s, I guess, more like, you know, a lot of younger musicians started finding stuff and thinking, well, we could do something pretty cool in this sort of style. So he takes a bit of this, he takes a bit of the whole sort of minimalist composer idea, little bits and pieces of psychedelica, but he's got this jazz background, so like the melodies are a bit sharper, like the rhythms are a bit tighter, but it's just really beautifully sculpted stuff. Like when you hear it, like you'll be like, those synthesizers sound nice, those drum machines sound nice, everything sits together really well, everything's polished. Kind of like just being in a really, really nice room full of really good sculpture.
That's a fun way to put it, actually. I when listening to it, immediately kind of envisioned like walking down a street, basically. Like, it's very rhythmic in that style.
Yeah, super. It's just definitely, like, because it's the whole sort of this idea that a few people have, like, floated, this idea of, like, a rhythmic ambient. You know, so it's sort of chill-out music, relaxation music, but it's still got, like, this, like, steady rhythmic pulse to it.
Mm.
And I think a lot of people are doing this kind of thing, you know, they're definitely, like, they want, like, the lush textures and the relaxation and the chill vibes, but at the same time, they want it to have that sort of strut or nightclub pulse. And when they bring it together, you know, these are the sort of songs late at night in a nightclub where, you know, everyone's in a good zone, you know, maybe 2-3 in the morning, everyone who's a bit too drunk has staggered off home, you've only got the most dedicated still left. The DJ starts getting a little bit left to centre, and something like this comes on, it sounds awesome.
Oh, I would love to hear this kind of that point in the morning where, like, you're not looking for your heavy D&B anymore to keep you awake. You're stimulated enough. I think, like, this is ideal.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's sort of, like, my sales pitch, I guess.
So why specifically did you choose Some Kind of Forever?
So I was listening through the album, and there's a bunch of tracks I like on it, but this track in particular, just for the way it's structured with the rhythmic ambient balance, like, I just responded to it really strongly. So I don't tend to overthink these sort of things. I just go through, and there's always, like, a record that, like, just stands out, you know, just on a sort of frequency level, like, you resonate with it, or you just, people talk about feeling music.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you just feel something more. Like, and I was just like, actually, because there's another track on this I really like as well. I think it's called Flowers in the Wind, which I like in a very different way, but this one I was just like, man, this is good.
Oh, this evoked, like, such, I don't know, instantaneous happiness in me. Like, it's just something about it. I think it is those, like, classically jazz influences in it, and I think when people listen to it, they'll pick that up, like, quite quickly.
Definitely, like, sort of like in a minimalist, like, drum machine version of the whole jazz fusion thing. It's just fun.
Yeah,
fun music. It's the morning, you know, like, it's almost the end of the week. Let's have a good time.
Oh, absolutely. And I think this is a great way to start the day. Martin, thank you so much for joining us. It's a joy every week to hear you talk about music.
Thank you, Liam.
And to our audience out there, here is Some Kind of Forever by Euglycine. Enjoy. Thank you.